Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Jeff Kaplan, the founder and managing director of Think Strategies, Inc. Jeff is also the founder of Software as a Service Showplace and a frequent contributor to the eBizQ forum. Today we're going to speak about cloud computing. So first of all, thank you so much for joining me today, Jeff.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, I think as all of our readers are quite aware, cloud computing is getting a lot of attention right now. Where do you think the market and industry is at, and where are we headed for both the new year and the new decade?
Well, in part, it all depends on how you want to define it. But overall, I think we have to say that cloud computing is still very embryonic, but growing and evolving quite rapidly and becoming very pervasive throughout the industry because it's touching a variety of parts of both large-scale enterprises as well as small and mid-sized businesses.
Definitely. Now, what does the cloud computing industry have to do to keep this momentum going?
Well, first of all, I think it does have to define itself a little bit better. I think the best definition that we've seen is the one that breaks cloud computing into three identifiable parts. The first being the most advanced or mature segment of the market, which is the software as a service component, where we're talking about applications, mostly business applications, that are being delivered via the web in a pay-as-you-go fashion and are available to, again, organizations of all sizes across nearly every industry. That business is about a decade old now and has gained a certain level of maturity that it is also becoming much more mainstream. The second piece of the cloud computing puzzle is something that's referred to as platforms as a service, which is a set of development environments provided by a variety of vendors, kind of a one-stop shop development also via the web, where organizations, both ISVs as well as enterprises, can in fact build their own apps and either host them in the clouds, that is via the web or in a hosted environment, or in fact deploy them behind their own firewalls and have them continuously updated via that platform as a service offering. But the one that really helped to break this cloud computing world open and, in fact, popularize it across the business community is this idea of infrastructure as a service, which has been pioneered by, of all people, Amazon. And here is where the actual promise of SaaS and PaaS have really gotten to the full meaning of on-demand. And by that, I mean the fullest extent possible of being elastic. So not only can you acquire functionality, in this case, infrastructure as a service computing power on demand, but you can turn it off almost equally as quickly. So in the case of software as a service, well, we call it pay as you go. You usually pay for a full year subscription. And for platforms as a service, it very often has a long duration to it as well. But in the infrastructure as a service world, you can actually pay by the MIP and pay by the hour. And that elasticity, that rapid elasticity, that ability to, in fact, self-provision this computing power is really what's gotten the world excited about the power of cloud computing.
Definitely. Now, conversely, what are some of your biggest concerns for the dangers for cloud computing coming up as the market evolves?
Well, the fact of the matter is, as I indicated initially, this is still a very embryonic movement, and it's still something of a Wild West show. And by that, I mean, well, these services are becoming more and more stable and more secure. There still are a fair number of outages, and there still is concern about security, although there hasn't been any infringement or infraction as far as that's concerned. But because it's still a relatively new business, of course, IT and business decision makers are justified in having some concerns around security and reliability, as well as compliance and governance. The good news, though, is that the vendors, starting with the largest of them, like companies like Amazon, are quickly attempting to respond to those concerns with service level agreements, reporting capabilities and portals, as well as ensuring the encryption of their services. but it's important nonetheless for the IT or business decision maker to do some due diligence about the services they're considering to ensure that they do meet the standards that they need to get the job done.
I'm glad you brought that up, because what are some of the keys to success for the IT and business decision makers when actually considering cloud computing alternatives?
Well, the wonderful thing about this marketplace, as I indicated, is the on-demand nature of it and the fact that you can try it in small bites. In fact, in some cases, you could try before you even buy. This is a best practice that actually was perfected in the software as a service portion of this marketplace and has begun to permeate other aspects in the platform as a service and now infrastructure as a service areas as well. Many of us have probably experienced that ourselves. Nowadays, if you buy a laptop or a PC, very often the vendor is giving away a storage service to go along with that, to give you a taste of what that service is all about, and in hopes that you will convert to being a paying customer who can acquire additional functionality by virtue of that subscription service. The same thing holds true with a variety of these cloud services. If it's not a pure trial and then buy type of arrangement, at the very least, there's an opportunity to subscribe to these services in small increments, test them out in a dev or test environment, see how they work, how they fit your needs, and then scale them accordingly. There's also the opportunity to use them to augment your internal resources to help you respond to spikes in demand for your services. So in each of those ways, there are opportunities to incrementally experiment and evaluate these capabilities while mitigating your risk and minimizing the upfront investment along the way.
Interesting. Now, to switch over to the vendor side, what are some of the keys to survival and success for a cloud computing vendor?
Well, obviously, the first one is to have the right functionality to meet the needs of the customers. But more importantly than that, as I indicated, it's all about being able to deliver it rapidly and in a flexible fashion. And to do it in an automated way so that it reduces the amount of human intervention that's required, or as some people like to say, makes it as frictionless a transaction as possible. Now, that's not only important because customers increasingly expect to be able to acquire both technology and applications on demand, and no one's better at trying to deliver that than Apple through its iPhone, you know, with the kinds of apps that are now readily available there. But that the standard that's been set there also has helped to commoditize the marketplace. And someone once said that while the web is a wonderful thing, it does have this tendency to have a reverse alchemy capability, meaning, you know, the idea of alchemy is that you take lead and turn it into gold. Well, unfortunately, in many ways, everything that the web touches, it turns gold into lead and commoditizes and sucks some of the intrinsic value out of it in terms of its pricing value. And therefore, if I'm a vendor, I have to be thinking about not only having competitive functionality and competitive delivery capabilities, but be able to back that up with the right kind of automated provisioning processes and support at a price that's competitive as well. All those adding up to some very, very serious challenges long term for many of these companies. So that's why we at Think Strategies firmly believe that while we're seeing a proliferation of players evolve today, much like during the dot-com era, inevitably we're going to see a shakeout sometime in the future that users need to be cognizant of, and therefore they need to make the right choices not only on functional terms, but in looking at the financial viability of the vendors as well.
Excellent. Very interesting. And from EbizQ's standpoint, I mean, everybody's interested in cloud computing right now. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Jeff Kaplan of Think Strategies. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jeff, and the excellent information.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.